Somewhere out in the wilds, we know that there is a man who is happy, that it snowed, and that it is cold. That man would be Larry Weber, an author, a naturalist, and our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And how you doing on this finally winter morning?
Well, I'm glad that you're excited about it, Larry. I'd just like to point out that you can grow a beard. I, however, cannot.
Well, you can wrap up in a wonderful parka. That would keep things warm. Yesterday, this statistics that kind of slipped by us, and most people don't take that close a look at them. But yesterday, the 17th of December, was the first day all month that we didn't reach 30 degrees for a high. The high was 23, so all the rest of the days of the month, we have been 30 degrees or warmer. Now, this is Duluth, Minnesota in December, and that is embarrassing. Anyway, today is the temperature at my house here is 10 degrees. I'm not sure what it is at your place, but it is still the coldest temperature we've had the whole month. We have not had a cold temperature the whole month of below 20. That is, once again, quite amazing. I did a little research. The average temperature for the month so far is 32 degrees, and I did a little research. Was there such a thing as a December preceding us that was colder than, or they're warmer than this? And I had to go back to the 1870s, but I found one. There is one. So we may not be the record-setting December, but we are going to be pretty close to it. It's also kind of interesting that 2 years ago when we had such a severe winter, we had to go back to the 1870s to find one that was this cold. So, yeah, we are having a very, very different kind of December. The snow that fell this week varied a great deal depending on where you live. At my house here, I estimated only about 4.5 inches. The Weather Service in Duluth recorded 8 inches. The statistic for snowfall is not very embarrassing for Minnesota. We have had now for this month, we have had over 17 inches of snow. And once again, it kind of slips by us. We don't really notice it. A lot of that has fallen, has melted, and a lot of it has been very wet snow. This snow that came to us mostly on Wednesday was wet, and yes, it stuck to the trees. And for those who want to get out and get a really good perspective on a good old-fashioned a Christmas tree, I would suggest you get out and take a look at the evergreen trees that are out there right now, especially the spruces. Boy, they are holding on to that snow. The snow fell when it was wet, hung on to the trees, and then yesterday's temperature dropped it, so they continued to hang on to the trees. Now, what that does is, with the conifers, it doesn't make much difference. But if we had trees that were not conifers that still had leaves, the extra weight could cause them to break branches. And that's one of the reasons why the trees will drop their leaves before we get into winter. If the tree is small, it will bend down. And this is kind of a frustrating thing for those of us who have trails in the woods and like to get out in the wintertime. But the trees, the small trees, especially hazel, will bend down and make traveling on those trails a little bit more difficult. But nevertheless, it's still worth it. It's just an outstanding, it's an extremely beautiful snowfall. We are approaching the solstice now. The solstice is on the night of the 21st, 22nd. You look at some sources, they'll say 21st, some will say 22nd. Well, they're kind of both right. It's during the night that winter will creep on us. It's also interesting to note that, yeah, we are having wintry weather now. Tonight, and some places approaching 0 degrees tonight, but it's not going to last, and we will get back into the 30s again. The moon has been getting larger into its waxing phases the last few nights, but thanks to all the clouds that we've been having, we haven't been able to see it. Last night, I finally got a glimpse of it. Is the waxing quarter phase. I might mention it didn't last very long because it was followed by another snow shower. But we are going to have a full moon on Christmas. Now, it was interesting this year. We had a full moon on Thanksgiving, and now we have a full moon on Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, this is the time of the Christmas bird counts. Christmas bird counts began this week on the 14th. They will continue now in various places on various days. If you've never participated on a Christmas bird count, I suggest you do so. Essentially, what it is a group of people in a particular area, the count circle. They draw a circle on a map. circle is 15 miles in diameter. And within that circle, you're supposed to be able to count whatever kinds of birds you see on a particular day and how many of them. And then we get together in the evening, usually it's the way it's done, and just share your results. And it is kind of a neat thing to know what's going on in our area in the winter. Well, I had a couple surprises. I had a return of a red-belly woodpecker on my bird feeder this week, and it was a return after being gone for a whole month. And then one of them finally came back. And then yesterday, a flock of redpolls came by, and once again, they had been here earlier but had been gone for about 2 weeks, and now they came by, and there was about 10 in the flock, and I hope they will stay. They're really cool birds, and they usually come in later in the season. I don't usually see them until the end of December, and then they pretty much stay for the whole time. Other things of note, bald eagles. I've seen bald eagles every day still. Ravens, crows, pileated woodpecker, great horned owl, barred owl, these are all birds that are around us in the as well as the chickadees and nuthatches and downy and hairy woodpeckers and blue jays that often come to bird feeders. Thanks to the new snow, I was able to get out and see a little bit of tracks in the snow. The first snow, when it originally fell on Wednesday, was quite wet, and footprints show up quite clearly in the wet snow. And a lot of times critters are active because it's not that terribly cold. And so I saw several. It was interesting, even before the snowfall was finished falling, I found tracks of deer and squirrel and a coyote. But the real great tracks that I found were yesterday when I found snowshoe hare tracks at a couple of places. Now, snowshoe hare were very common in the area. Depending on where you live, they may still be. But I was very excited to see that. To me, this represents an animal that has had, so far in December, a rather tough time. It turns white in preparation for the snow, and if there is no snow, that same white coat can backfire and make it difficult to hide. The other thing is, I think this is an animal that may be suffering due to climate change. They are so adapted to living in the boreal forest that with climate change, they may be becoming a less common critter in our area. Still very common is the flying squirrels, and I get those at the bird feeder every night. They came again last night, even though it was light snow at the time and cold. They still show up, and once again, they add a great deal to the winter, being able to see those. For those who want to get out, as I said before, and see the conifers, they're showing up really well with the cover of it. You know, maybe it's because of the holiday. Maybe we just like seeing a different color. But, boy, I find the conifers really show up clear in the wintertime. And we've got pines, we've got spruces, balsam, cedar, junipers, a number of pines out there to get out and take a look. And if you live in Wisconsin, you have hemlocks. Go out and take a look, too. And so they're just a beautiful addition. So, yeah, good time to get out, do some walking, do some skiing, and just plain enjoy it. And, yeah, Lisa, we finally may be into winter. And you know what, Lisa? I will not be calling next Friday because of Christmas, so this is my last time to speak to you before the holidays. So I have two requests. Number one, I request that you have a happy holiday. And number two, I request that you play Christmas in the Trenches for us. Okay.
I can't believe that I didn't have it sitting here right in front of me, Larry, because I always do, but I certainly shall. There's a lot of conversation about that song this year and the events that transpired that prompted the song. So you bet. Yeah, we'll hear that, Larry.
A few years ago, after you played the song, I got so interested, I went and looked it up in a library and got a book on it and read the book. Now, according to the book, it isn't quite the same as it was in the song, but that's okay. The song still does it justice.
You bet. Larry, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you in 2016.
Yeah, 2016. I'll be looking forward to talking to you again. Okay, take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD.